Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 137.
我今日读嘅经文系喺诗篇137篇。
The worship leaders will read this together first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会读英文, 然之后用中文读出。
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs, our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, that the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks.
137篇1至9節。我們曾在巴比倫的河邊坐下，一追上石岸就哭了。我們把琴掛在那裡的柳樹上，因為在那裡掠奪我們的要我們唱歌，搶奪我們的要我們作樂。說：給我們唱一首石岸歌吧。我們怎能在外邦唱耶和華的歌呢？ 耶路撒冷啊，我若忘記你，情願我的右手忘記技巧，我若不記念你，若不看耶路撒冷過於我所喜愛的，我情願我的舌頭貼在上堂。耶路撒冷遭難的日子，以東說拆毀拆毀，直拆到根基。耶和華啊，求你紀念這仇，要將被滅的巴比倫城啊！
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干,
Today we are very happy to have Elder Sean Boyd bring us today's message, The Agony of Exile and the Hope in Christ.
多謝大家.
And the opportunity to preach here today. I really appreciate it.
也多謝我今日可以翻到嚟呢度同大家正道.
Good morning and welcome to Covenant of Grace Church, to the visitors and to God's royal family.
歡迎各位作為神家裏嘅人同埋探訪嘅人，歡迎嚟到一齊敬拜.
I'm happy to be worshiping here again with you today. It was a delight back in July worshiping with you before.
我好高興我今日可以翻到嚟呢度。上一次我嚟呢度咧係7月嘅時候，我開心係嗰一日都同大家一齊敬拜。
I want you to know that I'm very impressed with the two churches of how you come together in unity to work together for this church.
睇到呢度有兩個教會一齊去敬拜、一齊去同工嘅時候咧，我覺得係好開心。
You're a great example of the unity in Christ.
你哋係一個喺基督裏邊合一嘅一個象徵，一個。
And thank you to all the leaders and the staff and the workers who make worship service here today a wonderful experience, and we really appreciate that.
要感恩下各位嘅長老同埋弟兄姊妹，係使到喺呢個嘅敬拜咧係能夠順利進行，要感恩。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Dear Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
天父、圣子、圣灵。
Thank you, God, for your glorious presence today and always.
我们感谢你和一路以来的你的同在。
Where you alone are the satisfier of our lives and our hearts.
是唯有你能够满足我们的生命和我们的心。
Please help us to humbly submit ourselves to you, King Jesus.
让我们是谦卑的顺服在你，我们的君王耶稣基督的面前。
And pour out the Holy Spirit to illuminate both our minds and our hearts.
我求主你去倾倒圣灵，去光照我们的心，我们的头脑。
Help us to understand what you want us to see in this passage.
你帮助我们去明白你让我们想我们看经文里面看到的。
And help us to better see the infinite, exalted majesty of Christ.
你让我们去看到那位无限高举的基督。
Surround us with your assurance, your glorious love to answer us in times of fears and agonies.
求主你俾我哋有确据，将你嘅爱保护去包围我哋，当我哋去恐惧同埋痛苦嘅时候。
Trials and injustices, and to embrace our hearts in your trustworthy arms.
又或者喺思念里边，喺不公义嘅里边，求主你让我哋嘅心咧系信靠你嘅膀臂。
Thank you, Jesus, for being our eternal covenantal King of all creation.
我们感谢耶稣基督，是我们那位永远的君王，我们约的君王。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿们。
Today's sermon on Psalm 137 was chosen because one of your elders asked me to do a sermon on exile.
今天我们揀选是诗篇的137篇去讲到，因为你们的长老要求我去讲一篇关于流放的讲道。
I have truly enjoyed preparing this sermon.
我很享受去预备今次的正道。
As many of you know, Psalms have the most chapters, 150, which are basically at the center of Scripture.
很多人知道詩篇是有150篇是聖經裏面最長的一卷書，也是正正是聖經的中心中間。
And Psalms are poetry, songs of worship.
詩篇也是一些詩，是用來去敬拜的詩歌。
There are a variety of types of poetic songs.
有不同各種的詩是用來做詩歌的。
Praise, gratitude, laments, songs of remembrance, of confidence, of wisdom and kingship.
无论是赞美啦，是感恩啦，是悲哀的歌啦，或者是去纪念过往发生的事。
And they're written by a variety of poets and songwriters.
都是由不同的诗人去所写。
So at the center of Scripture is praise.
所以在经文的中间中心是赞美。
Worship to exalt our God on high.
去高举，将神去高举。
Studying Scripture is God's special revelation to us. It has much depth and breadth.
去研习圣经是神给我们特别的去启示，是很深入，很丰富的。
Revealing to us more and more what God, who God is, what He's done, what He's doing, and the trustworthy promises that He will do.
佢俾我哋睇到神系边一个，佢做紧啲乜嘢，亦都俾我哋睇到佢嘅应许系啲乜嘢。
As a reminder of what many of you already know, Scripture points us to Christ. Jesus is at the center of Scripture.
很多人都知道圣经是将我们指向耶稣基督，基督才是那个圣经的中心。
This makes sense to us because Jesus is the Word.
这个是很合理的，因为耶稣基督就是他的话语，那个道，那个话语。
Knowing Jesus is more than just an academic study, our divine Savior longs for intimacy and relationship.
去认识耶稣基督不单止是一个学术的研习，并且呢是他是神圣的救主，是我们的心，我们向往的。
There's a pretty good analogy, if you don't mind, to help us understand how Scripture connects us and reminds us of Christ.
经文怎样去将我们去与基督联合呢？我们有一个例子可以给你看。
In the UK, the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, and Wales, when looking at a roadmap all roots.
在英國裏邊，無論係英格蘭、蘇格蘭、威爾斯，我哋睇佢哋嘅路嘅地圖嘅時候，或者係火車嘅地圖。
All routes from the edges of the UK lead us to the world city of London.
咁咧，就算喺周邊嘅路軌或者道路咧，佢哋都會去帶到翻，將佢哋帶指向翻佢嘅中心就係倫敦。
So even if you take circuitous routes to other towns and cities, it'll still lead you to London.
所以無論喺即係多荒郊嘅路啦，你點樣行都好咧，最後都會帶你翻到去倫敦嗰度。
Okay, let's discuss the Psalms about exile, a psalm of lament.
咁讓我哋去討論一下關於流放、關於悲哀嘅詩歌。
It's meaning from God, it's worship message to us, and how it connects us to the good news of Jesus.
喺由神所寫，幫我哋去點樣去聯繫翻去耶穌基督嘅好消息。
Psalm 137 is a lament about being in captivity.
詩篇137篇咧係一個哀歌，係講到係被掳掠。
Being in exile to a foreign, murderous, brutal, hostile Babylonian empire.
佢哋被流放去到一個好兇殘、好強暴嘅國家，就係巴比倫。
The psalm moves from lament to a willingness to be cursed to a plea to God to save them.
呢首詩歌咧，由呢個開始係悲哀嘅時候，轉化到願意被神去咒詛，從而再去求神咧，去為佢哋去復仇。
We don't know who this poetic songwriter is, but we believe that he experienced exile.
我哋唔知道呢個作呢首詩歌嘅詩人係邊一個，但我哋相信咧，佢自己親身經歷到呢個流放。
He experienced many things that he described.
佢所經歷到、佢所形容到嘅嘢。
And this poet is likely a musician who would have been part of a praise team with other singers and musicians to worship God.
佢好可能係一個負責彈樂器。在一個敬拜隊裏面去負責是跟其他人一起去敬拜的其中一個成員。
Isn't it amazing how such a concise poem of lament can pack such a punch to our emotions and to our minds and imaginations?
一首這麼簡單的哀樂 當我們閱讀的時候，它真的給我們的頭腦、給我們的認知、給我們的感情一個很大的衝擊。
More than weeping,This poem expresses powerlessness, anxiety, agony, anger, terror, despair, loss of family and friends, and separation from God by His hand.
唔單止講到流淚，並且呢個詩歌所表達到嘅嗰種嘅無力感、嗰種痛苦、嗰種憤怒、恐懼、絕望、失去朋友、同神分離。
Let's go through each.Verse in a way to understand the meaning of the imagery.
咁我哋用逐節嘅去睇下當中嗰個圖畫係乜嘢。
By the rivers of Babylon, with the willow or poplar in its midst.
咁喺佢第一節就講到喺巴比倫嘅河邊裏邊，喺呢個樹嘅當中。
This brief imagery conjures up a whole scene for us.In our minds, where a unique landscape is a reminder to the Old Testament hearers that they are not in Judah.
咁呢個咁簡單嘅一節已經去解俾我哋睇到嗰個圖像，就係佢哋唔係喺猶大佢哋自己國家裏邊，係一個外邦嘅地方。
Instead, they notice that they're in a foreign land ruled by a foreign king, speaking a foreign language.
喺一個外邦嘅地方，俾一個外族嘅王去統治，去講一個外族嘅方言。
Another verse，
另一節。
We sat down and wept and hung our harps in the trees when we remembered Zion。
佢話：一追上石安就哭了，我們把琴掛在那裏的柳樹上。
The harps and trees can represent more than just the harp; it can represent all music, all forms of instruments and praise music to worship God.
那個掛在柳樹上的琴呢，不單止代表這個琴，並且是關於到 代表到所有嘅音乐去敬拜神呢个动作。
So we can feel the tremendous pain of this poet, this singer, this musician, hanging up his harp, and not being able to praise God.
俾我哋睇到个图画就系呢个诗人咧，将呢个佢嘅琴咧挂喺柳树上面，佢唔能够再去唱诗歌去赞美神。
Another verse.
另一节。
There are captors demanded us songs, and our tormentors with jubilee saying, "Sing songs of Zion."
他说因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作乐，说给我们唱一首锡安歌吧。
The Babylonians had authority and power to oppress the Judeans.
巴比伦人他们有一个权势，强大的力量去压迫犹太人。
And these Babylonian tormentors could mockingly demand of the Jews to sing praises to God as if to boast, "Our king defeated your God."
这些巴比伦人呢就好像用一个取笑的方法去要求这些犹太人呢去唱一首锡安的诗歌，其实就是讲给他们听，就是说我们的王呢已经战胜了你们的神。
Because God prophesied Judah's destruction over and over by the prophets, the poet would feel that God had rejected their worship.
因为神呢，好多喺好多嘅先知书里边已经讲到犹大嘅毁灭，呢个诗人呢亦都感受到神呢已经系放弃咗佢哋。
Listen now to how the poet responds to his tormentor.
让我们看看诗人怎样去回应这些人的取笑呢。
How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
他说我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
This is a good question, especially in a brutal, violent, pagan nation.
这个是一个好问题，特别是当他是一个充满暴力的外邦的地方。
How can the people of God...worship God joyfully and receive forgiveness of sins without Jerusalem or the temple of God?
这些人在外邦的地方没有耶路撒冷，没有神的圣殿，他们怎可以敬拜神，怎样去接受神的赦免？
God handed down specific worship and temple rules, rituals, feasts and festivals.
神是很特别的，去很仔细的给他们讲佢哋听点样去敬拜，有啲乜嘢嘅礼仪，佢哋要遵守，用啲咩动物去敬拜。
God was meant to be worshipped at the temple built by Solomon with all kinds of required animal and grain sacrifices for their many types of sin.
神要求佢哋喺佢哋嘅圣殿里边去点样崇拜，要用咩祭物去献上，去为到咩嘅罪咧去赎罪。
Then in a change,
然后这个改变就来到
this Jewish poet tells God to curse his musical gifts as a praise team member if he does not remember Jerusalem.
这个诗人呢就叫神呢去咒诅他能够弹音乐的这个恩赐，如果他不能够在由耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候。
May my right hand forget its skill, so he cannot play musical instruments.
他说呢，情愿我的右手忘记技巧，即是说呢，他不再能够去弹那个琴。
May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, so he can no longer sing praises to God.
他说情愿我的舌头呢，贴于上膛，以致他呢，不能够去再去唱诗去赞美神。
As a talented musician,These are serious curses that he is announcing to God if he does not exalt Jerusalem above his highest joy.
作为一个有恩赐的诗人，这个这样的咒诅呢，是一个很大的咒诅，如果他不能够在纪念耶路撒冷的时候。
He believes that the people of God should be cut off from worshiping God if they forget God, the city, and the temple.
他说如果他们的子民忘记了耶路撒冷，忘记了神的时候，他们不应该去能够有任何技巧去敬拜神。
How significant is this curse not to praise God?
这个不能够去赞美神，这个的咒诅是多么大呢？
In 2 Chronicles 20,
在《历代志下》的20章，
Every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned with King Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy.
猶大人和耶路撒人都歡歡喜喜地回到耶路撒冷，是約沙法率領他們。
For the Lord had helped them rejoice over their enemies.
因為耶和華使他們戰勝仇敵，就歡喜快樂。
They came to Jerusalem with harps and lyres and trumpets to the house of the Lord.
他們彈琴鼓瑟吹號來到耶路撒冷，進了耶和華的殿。
And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the land when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel.
列邦诸国听见耶和华战败以色列的仇敌，就甚惧怕。
So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for God gave him rest on all sides.
这样约沙法的国得享太平，因为神赐他四境平安。
What does God want us to understand about the meaning of Jerusalem?
神想我们去了解关于耶路撒冷的什么呢？
As we know, Jerusalem is a great city of the King David that God prophesied, orchestrated, designed, and established.
我知道耶路撒冷是由大卫王他自己的京城，是由神在亲自设计 去兴起。
Is where the glorious house of God resides above.
以色列人是在这个耶路撒冷里面，这个是神的所选择的子民。
Jerusalem is the pinnacle of centuries of God's handiwork, plans and design in the land of Israel.
耶路撒冷是神一个他亲自手所做的工作，一个给我们看到一个巅峰的时期。
Which God promised to the leaders and kings in various covenants.
在神的不同的约里面，去应许他们的领袖和他们不同的王。
Now the poet from Psalm 137 appeals to God for justice for the murder of God's nation and destruction of God's city and temple.
诗篇137篇，他们恳求神去伸张他的公义， 去为他们报仇，那些去谋杀他们 的国。
And buildings and fortresses throughout Judea.
同埋嗰啲去掳掠佢哋嘅城，佢掳掠神嘅圣殿嘅。
And the stealing of the temple's treasures and tools and articles.
咁佢哋喺神嘅圣殿里边，将入边嘅啲宝物都全部去偷走。
And then burning it all to the ground.
并且将呢个圣殿咧去烧毁。
The poet says, "Remember, Lord, against Edom." The day of Jerusalem, lay it bare to its foundation.
诗人说，耶路撒冷遭难的日子，以东人说，拆毁，拆毁，直拆到根基。
Edom joined the Babylonian fight against Judah by blocking them from fleeing and cheering Jerusalem's destruction.
以东人去和巴比伦人去联手，他怎样做呢？他们阻止犹太人呢去逃离巴比伦人。
The prophets Jeremiah and Obadiah prophesied Edom's destruction.
耶利米同埋俄巴底亚佢哋都预言到以东嘅毁灭。
This was written around the time of the poet.
咁其实都喺呢个诗人嘅嗰个时期去所写嘅。
There is no Edom today.
今日亦都冇以东人啦。
In the next verse.
另一节，
Daughter of Babylon, you devastated one.
他说将要被灭的巴比伦城啊。
The prophet Jeremiah prophesied Babylon's destruction.
耶利米预言到巴比伦的毁灭。
There is no Babylon today.
今日也都没有巴比伦了。
The last verse.
最后一节。
Blessed be the one who repays you with what you have done to us And then there is a horrific example of what the Babylonians did to Judah's helpless, innocent children.
他说,报复你,像你待我们的,那人便为有福。
The poet is seeking justice from a just and good God who abhors and punishes evil.
这个诗人去寻求神的彰显他的公义,并且痛恨个,痛恨,要痛恨和憎恨这个罪。
The poet isn't being unfair in his request, and he is not taking justice into his own hands.
这个诗人呢,不是将用他自己的手去行这个公义,并且呢,他的恳求呢,并不是说不公平的。
Now let's look at the reasons for the exile.
我们看看他们被流放的原因。
What caused God to send his people to of the southern kingdom of Judah into the hands of the Babylonians?
有什么使到神去将南国的犹大人呢去流放去到巴比伦呢
The Bible has written a lot about this history in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles and Jeremiah and the prophet Ezra.
在圣经里面特别是列王纪下历代志下耶利米书和以斯拉记都形容到当时的原因。
The Babylonian exile is connected to the Assyrian exile.
咁佢流放去到巴比伦，其实系联系到咧吓其他嘅犹大人，佢哋流放去到亚述。
Where the God gave His people of the northern kingdom of Israel into the hands of the Assyrians.
神咧将北国嘅子民咧去交到亚述人嘅手里边。
Going back further in the history of the Bible, we discover why God broke up one kingdom of the people of Israel.
再翻去再做一啲嘅历史，我哋睇到神咧点样系让呢个南国北国去分裂。
This kingdom under King David and King Solomon, and divided them into two kingdoms, one in the north Israel and one in the south Judah.
就喺大卫王同埋所罗门王之后咧，这个以色列国咧就分开南北两国。
We could spend hours discussing these specific connections to the exile.Starting from God's covenants with Noah and Abraham and Moses, the land promise and the covenantal obligations of God's people.
我们可以用很多的时间去讲到由神呢对亚伯拉罕、摩西和他们对挪亚、对他们的应许，并且呢神给他们的子民呢在这个应许、这个约里面呢是的所负的责任。
It's all very enlightening, and I encourage all of you to look into that.
这个是鼓励我们，我们要去好好的去学习。
This sermon could even be turned into a multi-week sermon series or a 6 to 8 week Bible study.
这个讲到也可以变成很多次一个系列的讲到，或者六至八个礼拜的查经。
The Bible reminds us that God is slow to anger.And full of grace.
圣经提醒我们神是不轻易发怒并且是丰盛的恩典。
The Bible tells us that God's fury and anger was provoked by the wickedness over centuries.
圣经帮我们听呢，神的愤怒是因为很多很多很多几百年来的因为人的罪的缘故。
Since the time God led them out of Egypt,It's about 900 years.
由神将他们从埃及带出来呢，已经有900年的时间。
Now let's listen to the passages for how dire the sins are and how clear God is.
我们看看这些经文讲到人的罪和神去怎么回应。
In 2 Kings 21,
在列王记下的21章，
And I will abandon the remnant of my inheritance and hand them over to their enemies.
我必弃掉所剩余的子民，把他们交在仇敌手中，使他们成为一切仇敌掳掠之物。
And they will become as plunder and spoils to their enemies.
我成为一切仇敌掳掠之物。
Because they have done evil in my sight.
因为他们行我眼中看为恶的事
and have been provoking me to anger since the day their fathers came from Egypt, even to this day.
他说惹动我的怒气是因为他们自从列祖出埃及，直到如今。
Another passage.
另一段经文。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 10.
在耶利米书的第五章。
And it shall come about when they say, Why has the Lord our God done all these things to us?
百姓若说耶和华我们的神为什么向我们行这一切的事呢？
Then you shall say to them,
你就对他们说，
Just as you have abandoned me and served foreign gods in your land, so you will serve strangers in a land that is not yours.
你们怎样离弃耶和华，在你们的地上侍奉外邦神，也必照样在不属你们的地上侍奉外邦人。
Ezra 5:12。
以斯拉记五章十二节。
Because our fathers provoked the God of heaven to wrath, he handed them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon.
只因我们列祖惹天上的神发怒，神把他们交在加勒底人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手中，他就拆毁这殿，又将百姓掳到巴比伦。
Now did God only prophesy these fateful outcomes, or did he give people gracious opportunities for a different outcome?
神是不是只是预言到这些被摧毁的一个结果呢？还是神去俾呢啲嘅子民有機會去悔改，而有一個唔同嘅結果咧。
God was gracious over and over by speaking by the prophets to repent and amend their ways。
神係一次又一次嘅去叫先知向佢哋去説話，叫佢哋去悔改，俾我哋睇到神係充滿恩典。
In Jeremiah 7:5-7，
耶利米書第七章五至到七節。
He says, For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly practice justice between a person and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the orphan, the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor follow other gods to your own ruin, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I have given your fathers forever and ever.
你们若实在改正行动作为，在人和邻舍中间诚然施行公平，不欺压寄居的和孤儿寡妇，在这地方不流无辜人的血，也不随从别神陷害自己，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住，就是我古时所赐给你们列祖的地，直到永远。
So what exactly was the evil that God punished?By sending them to serve strangers in a strange land.
神去将他们去流放去到一个外邦人的当中，神要惩罚他们的究竟是什么的罪呢？
Well, let's go down the list in the Bible of offenses.
我们其实可以在圣经里面一个一个的可以指出来。
Many of these are found in 2 Kings and Jeremiah.
很多都是在列王记下和耶利米书里看到。
His people did not listen to God's word.
这些人呢不听神的话语。
They abandoned God by burning incense to other gods.
他们呢去将向其他神呢去烧香献祭，离弃自己的神。
They shed innocent blood filling Jerusalem.
他们呢在耶路撒冷去充满了流无辜人的血。
They did not wash their hearts of evil.
他们呢不从这个邪恶当中去清洗他们的心。
God says, everyone is greedy for gain and deals falsely.
他说所有的人都是很贪心，并且是去虚假的去欺骗人。
They burn their children in fire to Baal.
他们甚至向巴力呢是用火去烧自己的儿女去献祭。
Exploited the poor, cruelty to vulnerable, disobeyed God's law.
去欺压贫穷的，去向受软弱的人去施行暴力，并且是违反神的律法。
They did not fear God and instead feared other gods and man.
不去敬畏神，反之呢 去敬畏人和敬畏其他的神。
They did not repent.
他们没有悔改。
They prostituted themselves to other gods.
他们将自己和其他的假神去连结。
They mocked God.
去取笑神。
They did not amend their ways
不纠正他们的错误,
and they committed apostasy.
然后直至到去最终的摧毁。
These are serious crimes against a holy and benevolent God.
这些都是向一个圣洁的神、一个慈爱的神所犯的严重的罪行。
Against his covenants, the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments.
并且是去去毁坏神神的约和摩西的律法。
I hope you can start to see the bigger picture of God, His holiness, His agony, His long-suffering, and His work to fulfill both the promised obligations of His covenants and the obligations of His sinners that failed to do so.
我希望你可以开始看到一个更大的图画，我们这个神，这个圣洁的神，他也在受苦的当中，他不断地是向他对他子民所立的约所应许的去尽责去履行他的责任。
Now we know that God punishes sinners for the evil that they've done on this earth in different ways and in different times.
我们知道神是用不同的方法在不同的时间去向这个地上所行犯罪的人去施行惩罚。
And he does not punish sinners in all the ways that they deserve.
他们并没有说要在一次过就去惩罚了。
Sometimes God's punishment seems uneven and unfair.
有时神去对他们的惩罚可能在我们眼中好像不公平并且是不公正。
We also know from the Bible that God gives us tests and trials and tribulations.
我们都知道神在圣经里面神告诉我们他给他的子民有不同的试炼不同的困难。
So why does God not punish and test us evenly? It seems to lead to injustices.
咁点解神对于我哋每一个人好似有唔同嘅惩罚或者唔同嘅试炼咧，好似系好唔公平喎
？These are great questions and points.
咁呢啲系好嘅问题。
If you want to discuss them, please reach out to your elders and to your leaders and meet with them.
如果有興趣，你其實可以去向呢個長老去詢問。
But here's a few things that I'll say from the Bible.
但以下有幾樣嘢喺聖經裏邊咧，俾我睇到嘅。
God laments for us.
神為我哋去感到哀嘆。
Because we were beautifully made in the image of God.
因為我哋實在係喺神藉住神嘅形象被造。
God hears.Our hearts that cry out in agony when we reject Him.
神听到我们的心呢，是向祂去发出这个哀叹，尤其是我们去拒绝祂的时候。
I'm sorry, let me re-say that.
我们再说一次。
God's heart cries out in agony when we reject Him.
当我们去拒绝的神的时候呢，神的心是哀叹的。
When we turn our backs on His goodness and glory.
当我们去转念不向着神的美善的时候
，When we are lost and when we suffer at the hands of wickedness and when we die，
尤其是当我哋迷失，当我哋喺呢个邪恶嘅人当中去受苦嘅时候，亦都话又或者当我哋死亡嘅时候
，Here's an example，
有个例子
，When Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus， he was deeply moved in spirit， troubled and grieved。
当耶稣基督在他的朋友拉撒路的坟前的时候，他是被触动，他是有哀叹，有悲伤。
And he wept bitterly.
他也都流泪。
In Jeremiah 9:1, the prophet writes,
在耶利米书第九章第一节，
Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night,For those slain of the daughter of my people.
他说但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
Similar to the poetic metaphors in Psalm 137, aren't these passages heartwarming?
就好像诗篇137篇这里的诗人所说的，这些经文是能够去温暖我们的心。
To know that a powerful, awesome, holy God that loves us and punishes sin severely pursues us with more love than we could ever imagine.
佢知道一個咁偉大、咁有權能嘅神、聖潔嘅神去懲罰罪，但佢啲都愛我哋，係我哋唔能夠想像。
As we sang Amazing Grace, what amazing grace it is for God who will go to lengths, great lengths to rescue us.
就好似當台所唱嘅奇異恩典，我哋睇到神去盡力去拯救我哋嘅時候，呢個係幾咁奇異嘅恩典。
Yes, God punishes and tests and corrects and disciplines and ordains trials and tribulations for his sinful children.
神係會懲罰、考驗、會矯正我哋、去管教我哋，並且降下試煉，去使到佢嘅兒女咧係係為佢嘅犯罪嘅兒女去做上呢啲嘢。
Because he loves us and he is jealous for us to be in his holy presence and be a part of his royal family.
因為神係愛我哋，並且神係記邪嘅神，神係要我哋喺佢一個呢、這個尊貴嘅 家族裏邊。
I found about 10 passages where God tests to refine us like gold and silver.
我要查考聖經嘅時候，你揾十段嘅經文去講到神去點樣試煉我哋，好似金子同埋銀一樣。
In Job 23:10, when God tests me, I come out as pure gold.
喺約伯記23章第十節，佢話佢試煉我之後咧，我就必如精金。
We are disciplined to be more like Christ.
神去管教我哋，使我哋更加像基督。
Romans 5:3-6.
罗马书嘅五章三至到六节。
And not only this, but we celebrate in our tribulations, knowing tribulations bring about perseverance. Perseverance proving character, proving character hope. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within us. Our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱晓灌在我们心里，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
Okay, let's connect God's lament and agony to Jerusalem and Jesus.
现在让我们去将神的哀叹联系到耶路撒冷和耶稣基督。
Just think about all the work that God has done for centuries, for nearly 2,000 years, starting at Noah.
去想象翻由挪亚时代开始呢二千年里边神所做嘅工作。
When he made a covenant with his people, then another covenant with Abraham regarding the land promise, then with Moses to King David.
当佢同神同佢嘅子民喺立约，然后同亚伯拉罕立约关于到应许之地，然后同摩西以至到大卫。
Remember all the times when God led his people through foreign lands and harsh wildernesses to save them time and time again.
一次又一次嘅神将佢嘅子民咧，去带到一啲好困难嘅地方，一啲处境好困难嘅地方，去一次又一次嘅去拯救佢哋。
Remember when his people were in Egypt and they cried out to God to rescue them from their Egyptian oppressors and slave masters and murderers of their children?
当他们在埃及为奴的时候，他们向神去呼求，因为埃及人不断地去压迫他们，去谋杀他们。
Remember how God orchestrated all of it sovereignly.
我看到神呢，怎样用他的大能去成就这些事。
Using Moses to be the leader of his people, confronting Pharaoh,and prophesying about how God will defeat Pharaoh and then lead them out of the promised land, into the promised land.
神去怎样去找摩西成为这些子民的领袖，去和法老去对质，去应许，去预言到神怎样去带领的子民出埃及，进入应许之地。
Remember all the ways God cared for his people who obeyed the law of Moses?
他看到神呢，去用不同的方法去叫他们提醒他们要遵守摩西的律法。
Who defeated pagan nation after pagan nation to create the nation of Israel under the rule of King David.
在大卫王的带领之下，他们一次又一次的去战胜其他的外邦，以致他们能够成立自己的国家。
Then God built Jerusalem, the city on the hill, and then he anointed King Solomon to build the house of God.
然后他神呢，是帮他们去建立耶路撒冷，并且呢，是使用所罗门去建起好他的圣殿。
Remember all the prophets and priests and kings, all the worship and praising of God as their God above all gods.
他们不同的先知、祭司、王，他们向神所献上的敬拜，是将神呢，是尊为至高。
And then after much warning and calls for Israel and Judah to repent,
又经过好多次的警告，对于以色列人去犹大，他们要去悔改。
God destroys both kingdoms, the south and the north, destroying Jerusalem and the house of God and burning them to the ground.
然后神就去拆毁南北国，将他们都去烧毁。
Why did God do all that?
神为什么去做这些事呢？
Why did he endure all that effort and suffering?
神为什么去忍受这些要做这么多的事，然后忍受这么多的痛苦？
Which took time and energy and creativity and work to shepherd his people and leaders.
他用很多的时间，用很多的物资资源去带领他的子民和他的领袖。
God did it because he loves humanity and wants us to save us from sin and death, our real enemy.
因为神去爱他的子民，他关心他们，去将他们呢，从他们的真正的仇敌，这个罪里面去拯救出来。
God is willing to agonize and lament over people made in the image of God.
神呢，愿意是为到人呢，去哀叹，因为人呢，是藉着神的形象而做。
In this psalm about remembering Jerusalem as our chief joy, Jerusalem represents all the majesty of our triune God and his handiwork in these covenants throughout the centuries.
这个诗歌讲到呢，去纪念耶路撒冷是他们这个诗人的最大的喜乐，因为耶路撒冷是代表着神在他的子民身上所做的工作的一个巅峰。
Remembering the glory of Jerusalem is all about exalting God the Son, the eternal King Jesus, who is the embodiment of all glory.
去纪念到耶路撒冷的光辉，就是代表着纪念到神的荣耀，神的圣子在祂的荣耀的当中。
Because he offered to die for us to defeat sin and death.
因为耶稣基督愿意将自己去献上，为我们呢，去战胜罪和死亡。
God demonstrates his love for his sinful people by reminding us he is in charge of all things.
神去提醒我们，他在万有之上仍然是掌权的。
He has our best interest at heart.
神是关心我们。
And that nothing can stand in the way of his salvation, nor his glory, nor his promises.
没有东西能够去阻挡他的救恩、他的荣耀、他的应许。
The poet of Psalm 137 talks about being mocked, suffering injustices.
这个诗人去讲到他被人去欺笑，讲到不公义，讲到不公平。
It mentions being cursed, burning Jerusalem down to its foundation and smashing innocent children.
他讲到被咒诅，讲到耶路撒冷的摧毁，讲到这个婴孩呢，在这个磐石上是被摔。
It includes seeking repayment for the evil done to them.
包括到要求这个诗人呢，求他们所做为他们所犯的这些邪恶的事是要付上代价。
Jesus took on all that cruelty on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上面去担当了这些暴力。
All the agonies, all the mocking, all the injustices, all the wickednesses.
所有的 欺笑所有的不公义，耶稣已经担当了。
Jesus repays our wickedness and ungodliness by shedding his sinless blood to wipe away our sinfulness.
耶稣基督去献上留下佢无罪嘅血，去为我哋嘅罪，为我哋嘅所犯嘅过错，去付上呢个代价。
Making us holy in him.
让我哋喺佢里边成为圣洁。
And the redemption story does not stop there.
但系呢个故事唔系停喺嗰度。
Jesus, our conquering King, will not abandon us in this life of misery and hardship.
耶稣基督唔会就咁让我哋停留喺我哋呢个困难嘅里边，呢个试炼嘅里边。
He sent the Holy Spirit to comfort and restore us in the likeness of Christ.
耶稣基督将圣灵差派落嚟去帮助我哋，并且系将我哋去恢复，去更加像耶稣基督。
He gives us further hope. And that he will lead us to the new promised land, the new Jerusalem.
始终他会带我们 去到这个应许之地，一个最后的这个耶路撒冷。
Let me read some passages from Revelation 21 and 22 about the new Jerusalem.
让我们去看看关于新耶路撒冷的经文，在启示录的21章、22章。
And he carried me away in spirit to the great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very valuable stone, like a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written on the gates, which were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city, its gates, its walls. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its width. He measured the city with the rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length, width, and height are equal.He measured its wall 144 cubits by human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. The material of the wall was jasper. The city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation stones of the city were decorated with every kind of precious stone. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, are its temple.And the city has no need for the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a river, the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and the Lamb.In the middle of its streets on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. No longer will there be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上有写着以色列十二个支派的名字。东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。城墙有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。对我说话的，拿着金位子当尺，要量那城和城门、城墙。城是四方的长宽一样。天使用位子量那城，共有四千里，长宽高都是一样。又量了城墙，按着人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有114寸。Sorry, I missed. You go on.
Let's go back to the poet.Who was exiled and living under hostile conditions and hanging up his musical instrument on willow trees.
我哋讲到睇啊，呢个诗人咧，佢系将佢嘅乐器咧挂喺树上边。
This New Jerusalem has a tree of life, not to remember, lament, but to celebrate, to sing praises to God.
呢个新嘅耶路撒冷有生命嘅树，佢哋唔再去悲叹，佢哋能够去唱诗赞美神。
To play all kinds of instruments to exalt Jesus as Lord.
弹所有嘅任何嘅乐器去赞美主。
And in this New Jerusalem, there is no need for the poet to plead to God for retributions against our enemies.
在新耶路撒冷里面，他们不再需要去求神 去复仇。
Because in Revelations, you'll find out that wickedness and unrepentant hearts that reject God will be judged in the final judgment.
因为我们知道在启示录里面讲到去最后的大审判里面，这个不悔改的人，他们的心是会被神去审判。
And eternally punished in the lake of fire.
永远的在火湖里面受惩罚。
We have hope in Jesus because he is the victor over sin and death and will one day make all things right.
我们在基督里面是有盼望，因为我们知道神是耶稣基督，有一天会将所有的东西去拨乱归正。
Jesus has a plan to lovingly help us in this world.
基督是爱我们，在这个世界里面他有计划。
When we lament about injustices and struggle to fight against wickedness,
当我们在要 去对于这个邪恶要去跟他去对争战的时候，
What do you agonize?
你所受紧的是什么苦呢？
What injustices pains your heart?
有什么的不公义是在你的心里面去想思想？
The high cost of living, of food and rent and college?
在生活的指数高昂任何东西都很昂贵。
The injustices to people of color, the poor, the immigrants.
是那些有色人种外来的人或者是他们受苦的人他所面对的不公义。
Terrible family relationships and heartache with community.
在社区里面所承受的苦难在家庭的关系里面所面对的问题。
Abuse and sexual abuses to the vulnerable.
在容易受伤的人当中所承受的被人的虐待或者是性的虐待。
The genocide in Gaza, the war in Iran.
在伊朗里面的战争在加沙地方的被人的屠杀。
Or how our government is more of a curse than a blessing.
又或者当这个政府是更加似一个咒诅，不是一个祝福的时候。
We especially as collective body of Christ, we are to cry out in agony to God about sufferings and injustices.
我们在作为基督里面的肢体，我们一同的也都要是因为这些的不公义，我们要向神去呼喊，向神去悲叹。
As God's family, we're called to cherish all those who are crushed and oppressed and abused and poor.
作为神家里的人，我们也都要 去留意那些被人去厌弃、被人压迫、被人藐视的。
And we're called to rely on Jesus to help us serve them well.
神呼召我们依靠耶稣基督去更加好好地服侍他们。
We need to make time to come together and discuss these injustices at length.
我们有没有去花时间去一起去讨论这些不公义的事情呢？
And to set aside time for prayer as a group for God to justly intervene against these wickednesses.
我们有没有去花时间去一起去祷告求神是去对于这些不公义呢施行他的公义呢？
We need to work with other churches.
我们有没有跟其他的教会同工？
To either create new ministries of justice to fight against these wickednesses.
去开展新的事工去面对这些不公义去挑战。
Or to support and find ministries in our areas.
或者係喺我哋嘅地區裏邊去發展呢啲事工。
We can't endure these sufferings alone.
我哋唔能夠單獨孤獨嘅去面承受呢啲嘅苦難。
We need the love of Jesus who suffers and laments for us.
我哋需要耶穌基督為我哋嘅受苦同埋為我哋悲嘆。
We need Christ in these troubling times more and more.
在这些困难的时间，我们更加需要耶稣。
We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, the protection of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们需要依靠圣灵的大能，依靠圣父、圣子、圣灵的保护。
And we need the love and encouragement and prayer of each other. Amen.
我们需要彼此的爱、彼此的鼓励和代祷。
Amen.
Amen.